You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number three, Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City. And Bart, it's a beautiful, warm Monday afternoon. It is hour number three. What does that mean?
That means it's the power hour, 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 hour.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Every time I hear you do that, I just think of it's just so you are like Draymond. You're the Draymond Green of ESPN Radio.
Ow! Well, we're both from Detroit.
Yeah,
from Michigan.
Michigan, so, you guys have that.
I understand.
In your back
I understand what he's doing.
Yeah.
Quite well.
Yeah. Well, we got your calls. We'll certainly get to them. Plenty to get to, of course, on the Donovan Mitchell front. They're talking today in Salt Lake City, the leadership now of the Utah Jazz. So what happens next? A team that is lurking that I've been telling you about lurking and all that other stuff. But let's do Getting It Done, brought to you by Grainger, of course, is on the top of the headlines. Include playoff games yesterday, two teams getting it done, both of them with championship pedigrees. First, the Golden State Warriors. They get it done with a 107-88 win over Boston in Game 2. Had to win. Got the win. So now that series, even at one, as it heads back to Boston, you have to wait, of course, till Wednesday with a couple of days off now between the games with the travel and everything else. Wednesday will be game three in Boston. The other team with championship pedigree that got it done yesterday and had to, the Tampa Bay Lightning. They beat the Rangers. And that game, man, that game was something. 3-2. The Rangers had a 2-0 lead. It was short-lived, but they had a 2-0 lead. Yeah. In game three in Tampa, and you're thinking to yourself, is this really going to happen? Because now, look, in hockey and baseball, teams have come back from 0-3 deficits. Yeah. So 3-0 is not the death knell it is in the NBA.
Tell that to the Oilers.
But 3-0 would feel like the death knell. 3-0 would feel like punch your tickets to the Stanley Cup final. The Rangers are going.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now.
Imagine if they go to the Stanley Cup Final.
I mean, they're right there. It's still 2-1. You win game four, and you're in control, and you bring it home. The Rangers have done nothing in this series to make you feel like, oh, that's it. Tampa's turned it on.
Like
what Tampa did was barely hang on.
Yeah.
They took it. First of all, Nikita Kucherov had a dominant game. He was great from start to finish. It just seemed like he was going to. So they get the goal right after it's 2-0.
Yeah.
They make it 2-1. Okay, so now it doesn't feel as insurmountable. Then they open the third period, Bart, and that third period, you could just feel it. It's just like if you're losing at the half, what do you do in your third quarter, like first series of a third quarter?
You come out and
you set a tone. All right, let's take this thing over. Let's let them know playtime's over. This is what you do. The Warriors did it.
Yeah.
The Warriors did it as well. Third quarter, domination, shut it down, close the doors. This is over. We're letting you know we're not messing around. Well, that's what the Lightning did. Their first shift of the third period was a dominant shift. They get a power play.
Quick.
Bang.
Yeah.
Score that goal. 2-2. New game.
And all the goals are on power plays, too. And it's crazy, right?
That's how you get it done. No even strength. Both goalies were great.
You're listening to the announcers like, hey, the Rangers just got to get to overtime. They need to go in and they need to regroup. They need to regroup from this onslaught that they're getting in 14 seconds.
Yeah.
And it's like you're listening, you're hearing, like you're watching, you're like, come on, just hold them off. And just way too many shots for Shesterkin to try and defend.
50 shots.
Too many shots on goal, man.
Yeah, the 50th shot got by him.
Yeah, they
got
to be better, man.
But again, they had a 4-minute power play with 9 minutes to go. And that's when I felt like, well, here it is, because their power play has been great. Here's the moment of truth in the game. 4-minute power play. And then in the midst of that power play, Jacob Trouba, who's been a physical presence for the Rangers in this series really throughout the playoffs, he had a rough game. He took a lot of penalties, and it was a bad time to take a penalty. I believe it was Trouba that took the penalty there, if I'm not mistaken. It was a hold, right? And from there, it kind of negates it. It's a 4-on-4. And it just felt like, all right, that would have been a chance to take control. Didn't. And then you get it late. And again, Kucherov, eyes back of his head. That was an amazing pass to Palat for the goal. An amazing pass. Great vision. Kucherov dominated this game. He was the best player on the ice the whole night. And so, all right, so you're 2-1. But I don't think I love this series. I don't think the Rangers feel like they should ever feel like, okay, Tampa got their game back. We're in trouble. Yeah, but Not at all.
And can Shesterkin keep up this level?
I think he can.
Can he keep up this level, right? Because we saw a drop-off in the first series.
Well, no, it started off poorly, and then he got hot. And since, like, the first couple of games of that first series against the Penguins, he's been really good.
Yeah.
Remember, he was pulled twice in
Pittsburgh.
That's what
I'm talking about, yeah.
Games 3 and 4. And then from there, he has been lights out. And I'm just telling you, I don't feel like if you're a Ranger fan, you should be concerned. You're not going to sweep,
but you
still feel like you're very much in the series. And if you're Tampa, you better keep ratcheting up your game, because if your PK can't shut this team down, you're not going to win the series.
This next game is pivotal for the Rangers, just to have some room for error.
Of course.
You got to get this.
Of course.
One. You got to approach this one like this is the one that we have to have. We can't lose 2 in a row to this team.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. All right. So with that in mind, let's flip it back. So you have that. We got your calls on the Rangers, 888 on Rangers Tampa, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It does feel, it seems inevitable. So the Avalanche look like the best team of anyone left.
Yeah.
And it looks like the Stanley Cup's theirs to lose at this point. But still, getting to the Stanley Cup final on the east side, whether it's the Lightning getting there for a third straight year or the Rangers getting there for the first time since 2014, right? Was it 14, 13? What was it, the year that they got to the Cup final?
It was 14. The Kings. It was 14.
Yeah. So still, it's all of that setting up right now as we're watching the stuff on the hockey side of things. And broadcast doing great on ESPN. How about this? ABC, the NBA Finals, Game 1, Bart. Peaked at 13 million viewers. Mm. You know, nobody watches the NBA. Why do you talk NBA? Nobody cares about the NBA. 13 million viewers it peaked, game one. It averaged 12 million viewers. I mean, are you saying, isn't that pretty good? Now, it helps that two of your markets are major markets.
Yeah.
San Francisco and Boston. They're major markets. San Francisco got a 22 rating, 19 rating in Boston. So it also helps that these are two major market teams. But still, great success of 37% from last year.
Not at least they fought back. Like, cause I feel like the general person.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, man.
On-air sneeze. Very rare.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, the markets that don't really have a horse in a race, I feel like now because we feel like, okay, well, it's 1-1, people are going to be intrigued. I think I'm predicting that game three will be the highest rated out of the first games played.
The game in Boston on Wednesday night.
I think everybody's like, okay, it's getting serious. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's how it's also getting serious. So the first two games, you've had Mark Jones calling the games for us because Mike Breen is at COVID. He's been out.
Yeah.
And I've checked him. I've, you know, just how you feeling, all that stuff. He's miserable not being able to be part of the NBA Finals, of course. You do recognize the fact, though, game one, significant in what? In that you had an all-black broadcast crew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With Mark Jones and Mark Jackson, and that had never been done before, so you had that. But Jeff Van Gundy, who was under the weather but didn't have COVID, he returned for game two. Mike Breen is expected back for game three, though, so you get obviously the voice of the NBA back for game three as well. So we're happy to hear that, and that Mike Breen is doing fine and getting through that. But the series tied at one. We have all different takes on it. We've all had our different feel about it. I feel like the Warriors have been mostly in control, other than a six-minute span of game one where things really flipped and the Celtics got hot. Yeah. Steph Curry's been the best player on the floor in both games. But Stephen A. had an interesting a take that I don't know if I completely buy into about game two, and I want you to hear it.
I'm of the mindset, however, I don't care how great a defense is. You can score 2 points accidentally if you are an NBA player. The fact that three starters, not one, not two, but three starters had 2 points each. Al Horford, Marcus Smart, of course. I mean, you just look at Robert Williams III. Let's name names, damn it. You got 2 points, each of you? You can do that by accident. There's no excuse for that. Again, we point to the complacency. I think they'll be a lot better in game three and on, but clearly they didn't show up tonight. There is no doubt about that.
Robert Williams played 14 minutes, and you could see he's not 100%.
That's
isn't he not, right?
And see, that's the thing, right?
Smart was 1-for-6, 0-for-3. That's one you could point to because he had a huge game one, not great in game two. And then Al Horford, you mentioned it earlier, only took four shots a game after he had the game of his life in game one.
Yeah, but not a guy that, like, you know, like Wally said, not a guy that can create for himself off the dribble. He's a guy that has to be set up. He's like Bruce Bowen. He's a guy that sits in a corner, sits in the spot, gets the ball, and has a quick trigger and can shoot a high percentage from three or from, you know, slightly inside of the three-point line. So you have to figure out, well, Marcus Smart is the one that I don't understand because he has the ability to create – and for himself and others by getting the ball, you know, breaking down the defense. So you have to ask yourself, well, why wasn't he aggressive? Because when he's aggressive and he gets in the lane, he can distribute from there with those shooters and get guys in positions where they can feel comfortable taking those threes. So that's the guy that you have to be more concerned with. Williams is a lob guy. He's a putback guy, right? He's not a guy that's looking for his offense. You don't run plays for him unless it's a lob off a timeout or out of bounds or something like that. So let's see, like, it's hard, you know, when one team comes out with a sense of desperation, you have that level of complacency. And you talk about the adjustment. The adjustment was, okay, let's figure out a way to get Draymond Green on Jaylen Brown. Okay, so what's the adjustment to the adjustment? Because that's what this is all about. And it has to work and coincide with the fact that Robert Williams III has to be healthy. And we know that he's not going to be healthy. He's going to have good games. Where he feels healthy, he's going to have games where he's struggling and he can't give you much.
He's not right.
You just never really know. Right. He hadn't had time to heal up from the knee surgery, and that body's under distress. And when it flares up and it swells up, it's nothing you can do about it but say, okay, give us what you got.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But
so,
these 3 days off is certainly going to be essential for him playing at home.
Right, so you expect him to be good, but then game four, you expect him to be bad. When you can anticipate that he's going to struggle because it's stress on the knee, who can step up? And how can you change your game plan to win with him limited?
Yeah, and you know, Daniel Tice played and it didn't have a major impact in that game as well, and defensively it was a problem. Look, three-point shooting, which we always know is a big story in the NBA, they both shot identical, 15 for 37. The problem was the two-point shooting. Celtics were 15 of 43 inside the arc. That's a major issue. They were not getting it done in the paint in this game. So again, you know, the Warriors do what you expect them to do. That's exactly what you would expect them to do, is to finish the game they couldn't finish in game one. Klay Thompson still hasn't had a great game yet, but of course there's still plenty of series to go as it is tied at one. Game three, as I mentioned, Wednesday night, and you can hear it on ESPN Radio. Coverage begins 8 p.m. Eastern. That's getting it done with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger's always there to help. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Yeah, I was waiting for a little bit. You want to sing for me? Yeah, give me a little music. There you go. I like it. That's what I wanted. With Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. Get to your calls in a moment. So out of the NBA news from yesterday, beyond the finals, couple of coaching situations. Number one, the Lakers. Darvin Ham is their head coach. Bart had mentioned this name of somebody that he feels he should bring with him to the Lakers. Rasheed Wallace. They were teammates with the Pistons. They won a championship in 04. And as I've mentioned, you could talk about LeBron. You could talk about even Westbrook. The guy that matters the most for the Lakers is going to be Anthony Davis. You got to get to him. I like the fact that they would add. So Rasheed Wallace, according to reports, is going to be on Darvin Ham's staff. Good addition there. Keep an eye on if Wallace can have an impact with Anthony Davis. That's number one. Charlotte Hornets still looking for a coach. Kenny Atkinson, Long Islander, St. Anthony's guy, by the way, Bart. Former Knicks assistant, former Nets head coach, has now been with the Warriors as an assistant coach. Of course, he's being in the finals right now. He's focused on winning. I know he's not somebody that wants the attention of anything other than focusing on winning a championship. But it is being reported that he and Mike D'Antoni are finalists for the Hornets job, and both will be meeting with Michael Jordan and company, Mitch Kupchak, others, this week. I think Kenny will probably meet on the off day, I'm guessing tomorrow.
Yeah, you know.
Also, Quinn Snyder, yesterday the news came down where he steps down as head coach of the Utah Jazz. Here's where the things get interesting. So Quinn Snyder steps down saying they need a new voice. They had a press conference today. He explained how he just was just feeling it, that it just wasn't right. It was time to go. And so he leaves. Woj reporting yesterday that Donovan Mitchell now is kind of shaken by this. Wait a minute. I signed this extension because I thought Quinn Snyder would be my head coach. he's not the head coach anymore. It makes me rethink everything now and have concerns for the future of the Utah Jazz. So you know where this is going, everybody. Where this is going is Donovan Mitchell now has his exit strategy. He has a way now to get out of Utah, despite the fact that he's at the beginning of a long extension that he just signed for a lot of money. But this could be his way out. Where does he want to go? That hasn't been answered yet, but we all kind of know the guy from New York who wanted the Knicks to draft him. The Knicks didn't. He's a big Mets fan. He's been to Ranger games during this playoff run. Like, he's been out and about in New York City. And you know everybody's yelling to him, Donovan, come home. Go to the Knicks. You know that's going on. Watch who else is lurking, though. Pat Riley. He was talking today with the media down in Miami. They're asking him, what do you got to do? I got to be proactive in making this team better. They have a lot of pieces they could offer. So you keep certainly an eye on the Pat Riley screwing the Knicks again. But it just feels like if Donovan Mitchell really does want to come to the Knicks, this is his way out. Use this as the excuse, try to force your way out. But Stephen A. was on First Take, and was this from First Take or NBA Countdown? Either way, they were talking about this, and he mentions how Utah has got some issues, and Donovan Mitchell could be had, but then he continues on with the Knicks thought.
I don't think Donovan Mitchell wants to be in Utah. That's just my personal opinion. There's no inside sources or anything. I don't get the impression that that is a place he's enamored with being at. The man's averaged 25-5-5 this past season, 24 point per game score for his career. I consider him a star in this league, fellas, but they have clearly come up short on far too many occasions. I've lamented the fact that he's in a postseason by himself, that he doesn't get nearly as much help as we would like to see him receive. But in the end, I've never heard it, and I'm not saying he's against Quinn Snyder, but I have no idea. But I have never heard Donovan Mitchell say, Quinn Snyder better be here. I want Quinn Snyder here. Don't go anywhere or else. I've never heard that. So the fact that he's unnerved, unsettled, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, doesn't say much to me, because that's how he came across before Quinn Snyder ever elected to step down as head coach of the Utah Jazz. They got some trouble going on up there in Utah.
They certainly do. And now, of course, what happens next? And Stephen and I went on to say that he should, like, the Knicks don't deserve a star like him. Hmm. Which I'm sure he's just trying to do the reverse psychology thing.
Jedi mind trick.
Yeah. But, boy, I mean, it's going to cost a lot. Do you do it? I mean, it's going to cost. The 11th pick for sure is gone. Another future first has got to go as well. And then what? RJ Barrett? Like if you're Utah, if you're Danny Ainge, you're not just saying, oh, sure, like, let's just make him happy. Like, this ain't going to be, KG for Al Jefferson. Like, you're going to have to give up something, and it's going to be, younger players and draft picks if you think you're going to get a star like this out of Utah and a guy that's under contract for the next 4 years.
The thing is, if you're Utah, do you want the package that the Knicks can give you, or do you want the package that Miami can give you?
That's right. I think it all depends on it, because Donovan doesn't have anything to say about it.
But
why?
He can ask which way he want to go.
He could.
You know what I mean? I mean, I don't see him saying, hell no, I ain't going to a playoff team that I can go to the finals with next year and have to pay no state taxes. Hell no. So it's not like one of those things where he's going to demand that he comes to play in New York, unless there's been some conversation that's been had that I'm not aware of.
Well, that's always that. That stuff always goes on. You know that. Now, again, pointing out, like I did earlier in the show, associate head coach with the Knicks right now is a former Jazz assistant named Johnny Bryant. Johnny Bryant came up as a player development coach, and one of his players that he worked with closely on a regular basis was Donovan Mitchell. Yeah. The two of them got very close. So there's that aspect. Does he come to the Knicks because of Johnny Bryant, or do the Jazz say, well, who do you want? If you're so concerned about our future, get involved in this coaching search. Let's give you a little bit of power and authority. What do you want? And if he says Johnny Bryant, and Johnny Bryant now leaves the Knicks and becomes head coach of the Jazz, conversation over.
So this, like, all along, Manchurian candidate sitting on the Knicks thing, that's going to come.
It's one or the other, man. But I'm saying, like, so I've never said it's a done deal. I've never said it's going to happen. I have always laid out that the Knicks are there as leverage for Donovan Mitchell, that there is a lure to play home, to be a star on a big stage. All those things are there. All of it. The Knicks would love to have him. But there's the other part of it, which is if I'm Danny Ainge is there, and don't overlook that. And if you are Danny Ainge and you say, oh, who do you want? You want us to hire Johnny Bryant? If you're the Jazz, do you do that? A young up-and-coming coach who has history with a lot of the Jazz players that are currently on that roster that your star player has a relationship with? Bring him in, make him the head coach, and now all these problems go away. Is that what you do? Or do you have to deal with a star player who doesn't want to be there, has an exit strategy, and will find a way to force his way out of there, and all you got to do now is get the highest bidder? The Knicks and the Heat in a bidding war for that player? Does that happen? So this offseason is going to be real interesting when it comes to this story. But I've been telling you it's coming. I've also been warning you that Pat Riley could find a way to get involved in this thing and blow the Knicks out of the water just like he did in 2010 when everybody thought LeBron was coming to New York. And then all of a sudden, Pat Riley puts his rings on the table, looks at LeBron and says, do you want to be part of this? Or do you want to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders in Gotham? That's the truth. That's what happened.
But he would have been immortalized more if he would have.
Everybody says that.
If he would have won it in Gotham.
Now everybody says that, but the if is the big part of this thing.
So does Donovan Mitchell learn from LeBron's past?
Mm.
Does he want to come out there and take over Gotham and be immortalized? He can win one and be immortalized forever.
Here's the question, though, is how much are you willing to give up for Donovan Mitchell, whether it's Miami or New York? How much are you willing to give up for this player? 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. We'll get back to your calls on the finals on Donovan Mitchell and more. Also, is it time to believe in the Yankees? If you don't yet, should you? We'll discuss. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Oh, yeah. Hey, baby. It's Bart Scott Allen Hahn.
Yeah, buddy.
ESPN Radio.
I know you missed us, so let's get our groove back on. I know we just left, and I'm coming to deliver the pizza. Extra beef.
I'm going to tear you apart.
Bart and Hahn.
The hell's wrong with us,
man? We're
just
little children.
Like, what the hell is wrong with us? Seriously. It is Bart now. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. As Bart would say, we need to talk to the peoples because the peoples want to talk to us. Let's do that now. We go with Ryan in Connecticut. Ryan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's happening?
Good. Just wanted to say a couple things about the Rangers. I want to say, first and foremost, I'm a huge hockey guy, but even a bigger Rangers fan. I just wanted to say one thing and remind you guys one thing of when it comes to hockey, especially with this Rangers squad. It's two words. It's called house money. And, you know, Everybody had us dead. Everybody had us dead with Pittsburgh down 3-1.
Yep.
Everyone didn't even give a shot against the Hurricanes. And now we find ourselves, I say we, but you know what I'm saying.
I got you.
The Rangers find themselves they were up 2-0 against one of the better teams in the league.
Don't give me
and
that house money
I just want to say
stuff.
One thing in terms, because you guys hinted at the, you know,
I agree
a must
with
win for the 2-1.
No, this is a must win for the Lightning. This is I believe it totally. It's house money. You were never expected to get here.
I don't care what you expect.
House money.
In 2012, you didn't expect the Giants to get there, but when they got there and they got close, they finished the deal. They closed the deal.
I didn't say they shouldn't close the deal.
So what we're saying is, don't give me that house money stuff. Because listen, I think it's a history when the Islanders have a good year and they're expected to win something. the Rangers come out of nowhere and win it, right? Ain't that what happened last time? Like the year before? So now we had the Islanders last year, fell short to the Lightning.
2 years in a row.
And then now, you know, the Rangers come finish the deal.
Okay.
Like, New York needs this. I don't care what's going on.
Don't give me this.
New York needs somebody to parade down the Hall of Champions, whatever you want to talk about. I don't care.
Not buying it.
The expectations have changed.
This is not a New York
needs
this thing.
Because guess what? You can have a better team next year and fall short. When the Lucky Stripes line up for you, man, and it's your time, you got to take advantage of it.
I'm with you.
So we need somebody to dare to be great. Because if you get here and you lose, nobody cares. Nobody remembers you. Nobody remembers those Jet teams.
That's not the point. You expect things to build.
No, you expect it to build. You can have a better team this year and get out of the blue.
Just go all the way to the finals.
Yes.
Out of the blue, just win the cup.
Yes, because you got hot. You got hot, stay hot. Because guess what? It's no guarantee that you could be a better team. It is better teams sitting at home.
The Penguins
are sitting at home, right?
Yeah. Penguins weren't a better team. The Hurricanes were the better team, and you beat them.
Exactly.
The Lightning are a better team, and you've got them 2-1. The Lightning are the must-win team. The Lightning must win game four. The Rangers don't have to win game four.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. And right now, they have both. They're good and they're lucky and they're figuring it out and getting hot at the right time. You have to ride those hot streaks. We talk about the Green Bay Packers, the one championship that Aaron Rodgers got.
Yep.
Wild card. Got hot. You get hot, you get her done, right? Talk about the Joe Flacco Ravens when he bet on himself. Got hot. Wild card. Won. You get hot. They are hot right now. They need to get hot and win.
But again, you're missing my point. I'm not saying that they should just
mail it in. I'm saying now.
They have gotten hot at the right time. They've developed into something.
Now they must win.
How much better of a defensive team are they since the first four games of the playoffs?
Now they must win.
I mean, Keandre Miller has turned into a stud in the back end. You have now him. You have Ryan Lindgren. You have Jacob Trouba. You have three defensemen on each pairing who are two-way, lockdown, tough physical presence that you didn't have during the regular season. It's a different-looking team. The kid line emerging gives you depth you never had before, and you're the best goalie in the game. No. They absolutely could go to the Stanley Cup Final. It wouldn't be something where you'd say, oh, my God, how did they do it? No, they did it because as the year went on, they got better, they developed, they got better, and the next thing you know, they're on the verge of getting there. But what I mean by house money, and I agree with, is if you don't make it this year, you have every reason now to believe that you have a team that is built to do it, and you've got a couple of years now. There's a window now for this team that was not there at the start of this season. That's all I'm saying about house money. The pressure's on the Lightning. The pressure's on them to try to three-peat. The pressure's not on the Rangers. And if the Rangers don't win game four, it's 2-2, and you got a best of three. If the Lightning don't win game four, they're done.
But do you hear yourself? It is pressure on the team that has won the two championships before.
Because this is their window.
This ain't house money for them?
No, hell no.
They got two championships.
Yes, you want to be immortal and win three.
Oh, well, two is not immortal.
No, it's not.
Oh, God.
Three is a dynasty.
How many teams have played back to back?
It's been a long time.
Okay.
But three is a dynasty.
You think they remember when that dynasty was, those kids playing today? They have no recollection of that dynasty. And talking about your Islanders.
Don't pour water on my narrative. It's bad enough.
You hit me with Darko Milicic.
Yeah, that was a good
one. Knowing that Carmelo Anthony would have extended the window.
That's a shame.
Joe Dumars would still have a job if it wasn't for Darko Milicic.
Speaking of Carmelo, a lot of people want to talk about the next Carmelo, which could be Donovan Mitchell. So let's take them. Again, what is it going to take, and are you willing to give it up to get him if he can? It sounds like he's got his exit strategy now of getting out of Salt Lake City. Let's see. William's in Manhattan on this. William? What's
up? Fellas, what's going on,
what's
guys?
Good?
How you doing today?
All right.
What's up? Is that rematch is set or what, man? I'm waiting for that September part.
They haven't accepted.
It ain't set in stone, but I tell you what.
They haven't accepted.
I start running 110s regardless.
And Bart's now going to get into shape, guys. Thank you. What do you got
for us?
All
right. Listen, guys. So this is what I have. I'm with my Knicks. So remember when Isaiah Thomas gave up all those draft picks? For what? That got us anywhere. We didn't get anywhere.
Mm.
Now, players and draft picks.
So
all these draft picks. Why we just can't do the slow process and build and with just can't do that, guys. You know.
So you don't want to do it. All right, we lost. Yeah, he was in and out, so I couldn't quite hear everything he was saying.
Well, we won both. He said last time we did that, we gave up everything and got us nowhere. right?
So, I mean, it got you 54 wins, second round. You were like basically on the verge.
But here's the difference.
It was short-lived. You're right.
Mitchell a lot younger?
Way younger than Melo.
Than when Melo was when he came here?
Yes. It's still going to cost. Look, it's anybody that thinks it's not going to cost you, going to cost you. That's why I asked the question. Is it worth it? Andre's in Massachusetts. Andre.
Yes, absolutely not worth trading R.J. Barrett in any Donovan Mitchell deal. In my view, I think R.J. is the future. I think he's built for it tough. I think he trusts the process. He's coachable. So if he's in the deal, non-starter. I like Mitchell coming to New York, but he has to be paired with R.J. because, of course, R.J. would be that secret sauce, that primary ingredient if you're going to get Zion to come to New York. He needs to be there. Now, in terms of Utah, I think that Danny Ainge, in typical Danny Ainge fashion, made a huge gamble in terms of letting Quinn Snyder go. I think he is a top five coach in the NBA. You got Danny in there. They have a new owner, you know, so they want to bring in their guy. That's fine. I get all that. But if they're not better than Quinn Snyder and this franchise regresses, this is the day that I'm pointing to, because you could have also tried to work with Quinn to build your vision for the future rather than saying you're going to find another elite coach, which I think Quinn Snyder is, to build that out. So Danny, in typical Danny fashion, is kind of going all in here, and so we'll see how it plays out. But my New York Knicks, led by a true general in Tom Thibodeau, we must keep RJ in town for this forward building for the future. Thank you for your time.
You got it, Andre. I just don't know how you do both. It would be, to me, it would be a miracle if you could keep RJ Barrett and trade for Donovan Mitchell. That'd be a miracle. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We keep the calls rolling next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. So the Yankees are at the, not the quarter mark, it's like the third, right, one-third of the season so far. And their record, 39-15, on pace for like 107. I was talking with Jeff the Yankee fan today. Mm. And Jeff the Yankee fan was giving me all the stats. And he was saying they're on pace for about 107 wins. It's a hell of a season. Right?
They have 102 under Boone already.
Six straight wins. Offense has been great, but only 156 runs against. So I don't know why I'm struggling to buy in.
We talked
with Mike with John Smoltz earlier, and you said something that, like, I was feeling the same thing when you asked him. It's sort of the buy-in. I think we've almost reached a point with this franchise that we've seen these years where there's been good starts, good seasons, and it's like, man, just get all right. That's cool.
Good.
One third of the season. Get me to October, please. That's where I'm at. So I'm wondering if I'm the only one. Now, Jeff, the Yankee fan, also agreed with me. He too feels the same way. Where they're phenomenal. They're playing well.
I saw this before.
But it's so hard to give your entire heart to this team right now. So tell me. How do I give my full heart to the Yankees right now?
Full bloom love?
Yes, full bloom love, like David Gettleman once said. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Meanwhile, we continue with your calls. Let's go with Merv in New York. Merv.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
What's good?
I agree with Bart 100% because as a diehard Bengal fan for 40 years, man. Like, getting here this year totally killed me, and watching them get that close, like, and not win it.
Uh-huh.
You never know when you're going to be back. Even with this young
That's
team
fair.
That
yeah,
the Bengals and the Rangers have.
That's fair. I mean,
Dan Marino.
You're missing my point. And Merv, I wasn't
that's
saying.
That's what I think of all the time.
I wasn't saying that they should look at this like, oh, we don't have to win. I don't mean it like that. What I mean is that there shouldn't feel this pressure at all. That's what I'm saying.
No, they not so much them, but as a fan.
Oh, as a fan. Look, as a fan, you're always – no fan is ever going to just sit back and go, if we don't win this year, it's okay. Like, no fan ever is going to feel like that. Thank you, Merv.
Well, a Jet fan would just take not being laughed at, right now. So,
dude,
that would be progress.
Zach Wilson looking competent would be. Yeah. I might want a parade.
Looking like he might get a second contract.
Like right.
Oh my God, we might actually
we
have
might
to
keep
him.
We might keep a quarterback.
Yeah, we might actually have the.
Yeah, that might make me feel better. What makes me feel even better is we're back in 10 seconds.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So I guess the sense is this. So the teams that have championship pedigree won yesterday in both the sports that have playoffs going on right now. The Lightning, two-time defending champs, they had to win. They came back and made sure they secured that win. They could not face a 3-0 deficit. They are, and it's 2-1. The Warriors gave away game one. Celtics stole game one. You can tell me all you want about Celtics this, all the stuff they did. Blah, blah, blah. They stole game one. The Warriors gave it away. They felt like that when the game ended. Didn't you say it's like one of those games that you wish you just want to run it back right now?
Yeah.
Like that's how you felt? So they did what they had to do. They had a big third quarter again, and this time put the pedal to the metal, and they blew them out. 30-point lead at one point, and they end up winning 107-88. That series now tied at one. We got to wait till Wednesday till we get game three now of that series. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what the established teams did. But as we've been talking about all the different news around the NBA, which includes a lot of different coaching changes and waiting to see different hires, Rasheed Wallace is going to be the assistant coach of the Lakers. Jeez. Kenny Atkinson and Mike D'Antoni are the finalists for the Hornets job. And now the Utah Jazz, with Quinn Snyder stepping down, are going to be looking for a head coach. Meanwhile, the Miami Heat, who got to the conference final but couldn't win a game seven, couldn't get to the NBA finals, are now figuring out what they need to do next. Pat Riley was asked in his press conference today, you know, is the end kind of near? Like, is he going to stay around with the Heat as like the – I mean, he's the voice, right? He's the standard setter of this franchise. And he said this, Bart, I'm 77 years old, and right now I can do more push-ups than you. That's what he said to a member of the media today.
Yeah, right now he's looking like...
he looks great.
Like, remember Popeye the Sailor Man? He's looking like his dad, Mick. When Mick was playing.
I am what I am.
Got his hair. I am what I am. Yeah. I is what I is.
Yeah, but he's got a nice head of hair. He's got the beard going. He's always permatan, by the way. Pat Riley has been tan since 1995. He's never not been tan when you've seen him since 95. Constantly tan. When you go to South Beach, I guess that's what happens. But... can you believe he's been there since 1995?
95?
Yeah, that's when he faxed his resignation to the Knicks and went to Miami.
But he did. He kind of set the blueprint, right? Going from
and they had
from
to do some losing.
Line, going from the sideline
yep.
to up in the booth.
He was coaching for a while, and then he went upstairs. He was really
so. Brad Stevens is kind of doing his
maybe.
Pat Riley, well, even though he never...
But you talk about the losing that they had. You always talk about that, right? The losing first, the pain and all that stuff. Think about how many painful memories that the Heat had through the late 90s of just not being able to get over the hump for whatever reason, the different ways they lost. As a top seed losing in the first round in 99 where you thought they had a chance to get to the finals. Then they finally break through with D-Wade and Shaq and they get a championship. And, I mean, they have been that franchise. Which is why I warn everybody. Like when he says we've got to look at everything and do what it takes, be proactive, he said, to make this franchise better, you got to know that they're going to do whatever it takes. And whether that's prying Donovan Mitchell out of Utah, they'll do whatever it takes. That's why if you're a Knicks fan, you worry. Pat Riley screwed the Knicks once again. Let's see. We continue. We go to Allen in New York. Allen.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
Everything good, man. Yo, I'm just say two things before I get to my point why the Jazz would not trade Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks. So, boom. first one. Yo, Quinn Snyder, doesn't he look like a bad guy from like a villain movie? Like,
he really
like
does,
Lethal Weapon, or
he looks like he could be.
He could have been the T-1000.
He could have easily been. What's his name? Harvey Dent.
Okay, yeah,
he could have played Harvey
right,
Dent.
Right, right. He has that. Yo, he has that been Harvey face. Dent.
He reminded me of like when you talk about the. The soft comedies, like the stepdad that came in, that you really don't
right,
like. Yeah.
Right. So, and then Alan Hall, man. Yo, you let Rakim down, bro. You let Rakim down.
What?
Long Island, man. We from Long Island, bro. Come on, man.
How'd I let...
That game was bad, bro. You went to college to play ball, bro?
I went to college 30 man. Years ago to play ball. I got two bad knees. I'm 50
right,
years
true.
Old.
All right.
And by the way, I don't know if I embarrassed myself. I just missed open shots.
That's true.
You know,
so hold on.
So you know how J. Cole had that song? You let Nas down, you let Rakim down.
Keyshawn is a receiver, and he put up nothing.
It just hurt my feelings, though. I don't want to ever let Rakim down. Can't let Rakim down. So, hurtful.
Right. So, boom. Right? Utah Jazz, they host the All-Star game this year. You know that, right? So why would they want to give up their All-Star for nobody, for just pieces?
Well,
they're going to want an All-Star in that game.
They'll have Rudy right? Gobert, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Rudy Gobert, really? Seriously? The guy that got picked last all the time? Like, never.
He's still an All-Star.
Right? And then...
But so that's
they have Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson.
They could have them.
They could have the all-snow bunny clue.
Or R.J. Barrett. Maybe they'll have Julius Randle as an All-Star.
R.J. Barrett might not even make it. Especially in Utah, no one's voting for R.J. Barrett.
Man.
But and then Philly has better pieces. They can give up Tyrese Maxey or Tobias Harris. They have better pieces. Pelicans have better
pieces.
He's
got a point.
Like I don't think
he's got a point.
I mean, so I'm just saying that. That's why I don't think they could get traded to New York. And also, they probably keep him just for the All-Star game. That's it. Have a good one, fellas.
All right, take it easy, Al. I mean, you know that's the part I think when you're Danny Ainge that you have two choices here. You could sit back and be the guy that. You know, holds out, or you could try to just make teams compete with each other and see if you can get the best offer. Remember, Danny was on the other side of this. When Kevin Garnett wanted out of Minnesota, he was on the other side. He was able to make a deal with a friend of his. Didn't have to give up a lot. And he got Kevin Garnett, the piece that led to a championship. We'll see where this all goes, of course. But right now, we say goodbye for the day. And Bart, we'll see everybody tomorrow.
I holla.